Blog Talk Radio.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance.
Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what.
Welcome to the Debunker Boys. With me tonight, obviously, is my co-host, Ryan Gazzardo. My name is Robert Cornell. Hey, Ryan, what's going on, man?
What up? I can barely hear you. Yeah, turn that down a little bit. There we go. Up too
down.
Much. Never mind.
What are you talking about?
But, what's going on, guys? It's been crazy lately. My brother got married. My dog tried to rape me. Something with peanut butter. He loves peanut butter.
You got married?
No, my brother got married.
I thought you said you got married and then your brother tried to rape you with peanut butter.
That would make a hell of a story.
Like, wow, your brother's into peanut butter, dude.
Yeah, I know, right? So I'm culture-fying my girlfriend. The other night, I took her to see a monster truck rally for the first time. And she at first thought, oh, this isn't going to be fun. Just a big bunch of trucks running around and everything. And she got there, and she was like, oh, my God, it's so scary. This is awesome. And I was like, yeah, welcome to the redneck life, baby girl.
Was there a puddle?
What?
Was there a puddle? Yeah,
oh,
from the monster trucks turning her on, dude.
you know what? I didn't even think about the rumble, and I didn't even think to check when she got up.
So, yeah, that they are moist, Cletus. It's moist.
You seen that picture on Facebook that's going around? It's like super fat girl bent over. She's like, I am moist.
I'm moist, Cletus. Moist is moist can be.
So what you been up to?
You know, same shit, different day. Work, work, work. All day long, yeah. And I come home and I get work there too. And I started development on our mystery device again.
Did you know?
Folks wondering out there, we have a mystery device that probably in early winter we're going to release a prototype that, that's all I'm going to say. You guys just have to wait.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was kind of put on hold because, you know, our lives kind of got crazy and everything. Well, good news. My girlfriend now has a job, and I've got more free time to myself, so... I'm going to be calling you a lot more, Robert, and bugging you, and we're going to be working on this device again. So you remember when we were first working on it? You got to jiggle the handle, baby. Remember?
Wow.
Remember when we first started working on this thing? Like, your wife got so pissed at you. She thought we were having some sort of homosexual relationship going on because we were always talking to each other. In the
she'd
morning,
walk in and we'd be on Skype, yeah, and she'd be like, what the fuck?
She's like, when do I get my attention? And you were like, when you quit being a bitch.
You know she listens to these shows, right? You fucker.
Well, Robert said it, not me. I mean,
I really did too. I was like,
oh man, the joys of being married. And now my brother is now. Well, he was already married, you know, because he's in the military. So they did a court marriage so they could live together in Alaska. And, then, you know, they decided, you know, for the friends and family, they'd do the ceremony thing. So that's what happened yesterday. And it was a good wedding. But we were standing up there drinking beers in our tuxedos, And my dad comes up to us. He goes, Robbie, you need to go down there. You know, you're about to get married in 5 minutes. My brother goes, the funny thing is, I'm already married. I ain't got shit to worry about.
That's fucked up.
Oh, man,
she can deal without me.
There wasn't even a wedding rehearsal. Like, nobody really knew what the fuck was going on. Like, we walked our mother down the aisle, and then I was an usher, and we walked our mom down the aisle, sat her down, and then we just stood there staring at the lady that was doing the ceremony, and like, what the hell, where do we stand, where do we sit, what is going on? And finally someone's like, you guys need to be over there, sit over there. I accidentally bumped the priest or whatever she was. I was like, sorry, Your Majesty. And the pastor, and like, it was a disaster. Then the bride actually almost tripped on the rollout lace carpet thing that they rolled out. It was like thin as paper and everything. It was beautiful within a tragedy, is what I'll say. But we're getting off track. We're getting off track. Or are we? We got 2 hours to kill.
Is there really ever a real track with us?
Fuck, I don't know. I really don't know.
We're like a couple guys with a severe case of ADD.
Yeah, my girlfriend has like listened to a few of our shows, and she goes, why don't you guys start writing down your ideas so that way you can stay on track? I would be like, that would be awesome if I'd actually look at the notes that I write.
Well, the same with that is, it would be boring.
It would be boring.
It would
be
sound
like
rehearsed.
NPR News. Yeah.
Well, did you hear the news about Uranus?
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's clean, dude. It's a real clean place to go right now. Till
you know,
later.
You know what? You know, shit, I just thought of something. You know what we need to do, debunk one of these weeks? We need to debunk the Obama administration and the shit it has done to this country. Sound good?
Wouldn't be hard to do. There's enough evidence.
That guy has given us more ammo than George Bush.
Go to deficit.org. Check out when the last president was in presidency and this president was in presidency, and see how much higher it is. There's one.
But, and we need to debunk the whole freedom of voting and stuff. You know how they're like, they preach this bullshit that everybody's vote matters? No, the popular vote does not matter. The Electoral College just always picks the underdog. Have you noticed that? The Electoral College usually picks the one that everybody else says they don't want. And, you know, I hate to say it, but I believe that President Obama got elected on demographics. And guess who's running for office again at this next election? Hillary Clinton.
Ms. Clinton? You know what? That might not be the bad thing. They could use new drapes in the White House. I'm going to get punched in the dick over that one.
Marion just messaged me. She goes, you're in Illinois. Why don't you go to Bob Mack Music World? That's a very good question, Marion. Let me go ahead and answer that. The reason I don't go to Bobby Mackey's Music World is because Bobby Mackey's is a scam. And another thing, Bobby Mackey's is in Kentucky, I believe. It's not in Illinois.
It's in Kentucky.
It is?
We were invited to go for free, and I don't want to do it because it's such a bullshit place.
It is a bullshit place. Why would somebody who professes, who sticks by their guns that they do not believe in ghosts after supposedly all this shit has happened to them. Somebody who says they don't believe in ghosts would condone selling ghost tours. They're like, I don't believe in ghosts, but I'm going to sell ghost tours. And it's one of the most expensive places to go in the U.S.
Yeah. What was it? Something like $1,500 or something for, like, not even that many, like five people?
Yeah.
Was it even more than that?
It's
I can't remember.
And once again,
thank
Ghost Adventures for turning around and she says Bobby Mackey himself does not trust all
who?
That is believed to happen. Bobby Mackey himself.
No. What group did you say?
Ghost Adventures. This is
That's
the portal to
that.
Hell. Have you noticed that just about every place they go to, they're like, it's sinister, and it's the portal to hell, and it's demonic, and this and that bullshit? You know, they're sounding just about as retarded as that you know, Reverend whatever his name was that we had, Bradley, Reverend Brad that we had on. Oh, my God, dude, gave me a fucking headache.
You didn't notice what I put in the description?
Oh,
eat your heart out.
I did. And that's awesome. Yeah, you know, what I didn't realize when I said, let me go to this exorcism was that Brad meant that Monday, that next Monday. So I had to pass, you know, he gave me no time. He literally said Sunday. He sent me the message. He said, the client said, yes, you can come. You will just be there to monitor the vitals and to document what's going on. You cannot have a video camera. You cannot do a paranormal investigation. Robert can't come along. And I was like, that sounds a little fucked up, a little shady. Because if exorcisms were real and the whole demonic entity taking over a person was real, there would be superhuman strength that would be emitted. And I know from personal experience, when we were treating guys in Iraq, that when somebody is going through a traumatic event, they have amazing strength. A little scrawny guy can take, it takes six or seven guys to hold him down. Do you really think that Brad by himself would be able to restrain this supposed person that he's exorcising demons from? Or just me and Brad? Hell no. It's going to take, you know, if he's exercising demons out of this person, you're going to need fucking six people to hold this person down.
Well, yeah, also, I was talking to a minister that's a friend of mine, and me and him were concurring on a lot of things, and he was explaining to me that people that come across a lot of demonic possessions in a little small amount of time are actually creating the possessions themselves. They're actually possessed themselves most of the time. And he thinks by me just talking about this guy, and I talked about the Reverend in a positive sense, because I'm not the type of person that really likes to dog shit about someone unless they're total shit. But I even gave the guy I gave him a good positive feedback about the guy, and he goes, he's definitely possessed. This guy is a true minister. He has seen in his lifetime only a couple possessions, okay? And his dad, it's like fourth generation ministers, and they've only seen in their total lifetimes like five. And for this guy to have half a dozen, or actually the first show he said like 300, didn't he? Or something like that?
No, he said three dozen.
Three dozen, okay. Well, he's saying that then a person themselves most likely are possessed, and they're bringing the demons upon individuals that are just psychologically unstable, and they're actually going there and getting these people possessed is what he believes. Because, and then he started, you know, explaining scripture and how angels and demons work and how demons are more of a physical manifestation than they are, because you have the Trinity, you have the three, you have the soul, you have the spirit, and then you have the body. And he explained it all to me. It made total sense. And this guy, and then I was telling him what this reverend believed, and he was telling me that the reverend himself was trying to manipulate us into believing something, to believe his way, and that the guy just wasn't right. That if he was reading out the wrong Bible, if he was speaking the Christian Bible. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it makes what you're saying makes perfect sense. Because remember when Brad said that he would go up to somebody and he would just notice something wasn't right about them, and he would start reciting, you know, oogly boogly shit or something like that, and all of a sudden they didn't even know what was going on, but suddenly they were twisting and contorting and stuff.
Because he was forcibly possessing.
That makes sense. But also, I want to say this guy is just making this up.
That too. The other guy said he's either making it up or he's making the stuff occur. And you're right, yeah. So,
yeah.
I don't know. That
and
music in the background is not bugging you, is it?
Oh, no. I like it. I like it. Makes it seem real, like, you know, legit. So what's going on with Wayland? I thought Wayland was calling in.
He hasn't messaged me back yet, so he must be busy.
Oh, man. How long does it take for a guy to jerk off?
I don't know, man. Who knows what he's doing? That guy is a man whore.
Well, you know,
he probably has a date tonight.
Talking about jacking off, you know, I gave up watching porn a while back because I'd watch some porn and, you know, this movie would be like 12 minutes long and I'd barely get through 2 minutes of it. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm done. Then I'd watch the rest of the porn. I'm like, shit, I should have waited for the good part.
Yeah,
so,
you gotta swap and, like, use your left hand for a little bit. And then start back up once the good part starts.
Well, see, I'm not ambidextrous like that, so.
Well,
if you
sit on it, you won't know the difference.
Oh.
The stranger, right?
Yeah, very strange. Oh, it'd be nice to hear from Waylon. You know, when we had him on for that little bit, that was something. That was hilarious. Demon food.
Demon food, yeah. Aisle 6. Why don't you just feed him doggy chow? The reverend got quiet.
He got real quiet. I know he was sitting there shaking his head like, I have just been preaching to these assholes for the last hour and a half, and they're going to sit there and make fun of me. We did it 2 weeks. You know, both times that he was on the show, all we did was pretty much make fun of him, and he didn't get the hint. Like, you know, and did you notice how he wasn't even
making fun of him personally? We were just making fun of his contradicting himself every 10 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you, if you're going to make up a story, stick to the story each time you tell it. But you can tell someone's bullshitting if every time they tell a story, it gets more elaborate or they try to make it more believable.
Yeah. Yep. Do you see the, I'm sorry, folks. I just went on my Facebook real quick to see if anybody's messaging me. And I see this, Debbie Warren Michaels in Universal Paranormal and The Unknown. I know her pretty well. Pretty cool. But she posted this: visit this bridal shop where an embalmed corpse models their dresses right in the window. Dude, that's creepy.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. For the past 75 years, a tiny bridal shop in Mexico has been the subject. That's what it says, dude. Oh my god. That's so twisted. Hold on, I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah. For 75 years, this tiny bridal shop in Mexico has been the subject of some pretty crazy rumors. Tales of supernatural fiddling abound with whispers of disembodied voices, mysterious cold spots, and even the occasional darting shadow seen from the corner of a visitor's eye. But the creepiest rumor centers around a bridal mannequin sitting in the window, a highly detailed dummy that many say is a perfectly preserved corpse. It's been covered. Yep, looks just like one. Sorry. Back to the lesson at hand.
That's pretty cool, thinking about that. I also came across this thing. They make this stuff. What they do is they break down your body after you die, and they make it into this biofuel or something like that that you can plant with a tree, tree seeds, and a tree will grow from the nutrients inside your body composition. I don't know, some fucking weird. So, you know, that'll, if we switch to that, that would eliminate cemeteries pretty much, and we'd all be trees after we die, which actually makes more sense, because in the short amount of time that humans have been on Earth, we have already destroyed the 50% of the tree population on Earth, you know, and it is ridiculous the way we are just destroying this planet. And if we were to be turned into trees and everything, that brings up another question. You know, the whole thing about ghosts and everything, would there be haunted forests then? Because everybody swears up and down that cemeteries are fucking haunted. Which I think is...
That's where dead meat is.
You know, it makes no sense. You know, ghosts don't hang out by their dead body. Though I was told by this supposed psychic woman that the ghosts tell her that they return to their bodies every once in a while, but they don't stay long because it's really cold. And but you know, would the forest be haunted then? Would we have a lot of haunted forests? Something to think about, because you got a haunted battlefield. You know, all this residual energy left from the dead corpses and stuff like that. So it's really something to think about.
I found something interesting also. Did you get my message when I was telling you about that person that's in my family tree that was born in 1924 and died 2010? Did you get that, or?
They were 116 years old?
1924 to 2010, aged 86.
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
His name was Tony Cornell. Yeah, he's like third cousin, I think. He's from Britain, parapsychologist. And his whole life, almost, he did... what I do, or I still do it, ghost hunting and stuff. And out of the 300 cases that he did in a 20-year period, he only did it in 20 years, he found only a handful of things that were extremely strange, and only like six that he could not explain. So what's that tell you?
That tells you that you're just calling on the family
member? He was a parapsychologist, is what he was. You feel me? You want me to send you the link on that? I'll send. Well, you can read it later. I'll send it to you later. But I just thought that was interesting that I have someone in my family that is into the same shit I'm into, and I didn't even know he existed until 3 days ago.
Well, no, I actually didn't get that. Oh, I know where you posted that. You posted that in the Bunker Boys, right?
Ah, yes. Yeah, everybody go check that out, folks. If you're interested.
Go to the Debunker Boys Facebook page, the one
like,
and only.
Blake page. Oh, there's a like page, and then there's a regular page.
Mental Floss, university sanctioned. Is this it?
No, that's
Mental
other stuff
floss?
I posted.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I can send you the link. That's not a big deal, though. It's interesting. It's really interesting stuff. And it kind of blew my mind, and I'm thinking about contacting his son and see if I can get the research, a copy of the research.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, usually family sticks together. So I posted it on your page.
Yeah. I'll, oh, there we go. I just got it. All right. Oh, he's in damn, he's in Wikipedia, dude. That is, that's tits, man. A British parapsychologist and prominent figure in the investigations of ghosts and other paranormal activity across the United Kingdom during the later part of the 20th century. He appeared in numerous television documentaries and television debate. Whoa, dude, you're related to someone famous. The only fucking famous person I'm related to is the Smothers Brothers. They were a singing group back in, like, the 40s or 50s. Yeah. Apparently they're my cousins.
Well, my half-sister,
but,
Pam,
huh?
She's my half-sister, Pam, her second cousin is Rock Hudson.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, not something to be happy about, I suppose, but... Since, you know, he's a turd burglar.
Oh. All right, one thing I'm going to debunk is the, you know how they say that beans have a lot of fiber in them and stuff like that? Well, I've had some, like, every time I've gone to take a dump, it feels like I'm dropping boulders. Like, it's just this hard, lumpy mass that just...
Me too. What's up with that?
It sucks, bro.
Shit together?
It sucks.
Bad
boys for life. You sit there and you're... Oh, my God. I mean, I almost feel like I need some, I need some surgical lubrication to rim my asshole with before I go sit out. But, I mean, it's just this huge boulder, and this the backsplash is horrible. Well, to try to help with that, you know, I've been eating a lot more vegetables, and, I've been eating a lot of black beans, and it's not helping at all. All it is, you know, my girlfriend's complaining about all my gas now. She loves to sleep with me.
Well, you don't know what to do?
God bless. What's that?
I can help you out. Eat salad for lunch. Don't eat breakfast. Just eat salad for lunch and then eat normal dinner and you'll shit, right?
I freaking hate
we
salad,
we need to do
though.
Our sponsor real quick. And while we do that, if you want me to, I'll call Dave in. Can we call Dave in?
Sure.
It's like
sure,
arguing
call
with Dave right now. Do our sponsor real quick.
All right.
And then I'll put us in. Yeah.
Going to New Orleans for the weekend? For vacation? Are you wanting to take a ghost hunting tour but tired of the same old walking tours where you don't even get to go into the locations? And you're not even sure if the history is accurate? Well, call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. This team of guys are going to take you into a real haunted location where you're going to get to use the state-of-the-art equipment that ghost hunters use. Be the paranormal investigator. You get to work with an experienced, competent team of investigators and have the real, true paranormal experience. Experience the dark side of New Orleans. Call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. They have tours Friday through Monday. Tours start at 7 and at 10 p.m. For more information, call 504-708-3567.
Hey, I'm a huge fan of Terrify Radio and of Jody Park. Jody, will you go out with me? I keep asking on Facebook under different names, but you won't respond. I mean, I may be ugly, self-centered in the paranormal field, and have a small dick, but please give me a chance.
Well, we have a guest. His name is David. Everybody knows David.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Maybe I will stalk Matt after hearing about lotion. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I love that, dude. That is so fucking funny.
Anyway, folks, we're fucking mad, crazy, but we're here for you. If you want to call in and talk about anything besides your grandma naked, that's cool.
Well, naked.
I didn't know you was on mute, Dave, or on speakerphone, Dave. Damn, man.
I don't like to use a house phone and not be on speakerphone because it's too hard to, you know, keep up to my head. We got the one old clanky, you know, like house phones that are
500 years old.
Yeah, look like old cell phones, you know, look like 80s cell phones.
Yeah.
Well,
Marion
just sent a question to us. She sent us something about apparently a supermoon is happening tonight.
I'm not pulling my pants down.
No, that's not a moon. That's a fucking crater. But,
what's supermoon?
A new or full moon which occurs with the moon at or near within 90% of its closest approach to Earth in a given orbit. So apparently when the moon is closest to the Earth, and we'll see it, and apparently that's happening tonight. So,
that's
Marion,
why my hair
is
standing
your,
up.
I was about
to be for people up on the lake. So enjoy that.
My girlfriend was wondering why the hair on my toes are growing extra fast. She swears up and down that I'm a werewolf because I'm so hairy. And maybe it's because of the supermoon. Who knows?
Well, you know, I mean, I'd just like to know why in the hell one of your parents were making love to a dog. That's my question.
What can I say, bro? You know, bestiality is bestiality. You know, some people swear up and down it's the best.
Well, if it's just your feet, then does that mean like you're only one-tenth werewolf? The tenth on your from your foot to your leg, that's the part that's werewolf?
Shit. It's hell clipping his toenails.
All right, she said, it is believed that during this kind of moon, the reverbs are amplified. Reverbs of what?
Ocean waves, for one.
Psychic ability, probably, is what she's talking about.
That would explain why
I feel like howling at the moon.
considering that the type of moon, always during a full moon, you always have people that the waves in their brain go haywire and they do weird junk. I mean, you see
the magnetic fields it produces.
Yeah, you can see that any all through history. when around full moon time, you see more stupid shit going on.
Is that why the gay parades come through town more often?
You know, but you got to remember that saying that more paranormal activity and more this and more murders happen on full moons and everything like that. It is called a coincidence, and it's called selective memory. You know, people do this all the time. They're like, "Oh, I had my lucky rabbit's foot in my pocket. That's why that car missed."
I got news for you. More crime during the full moon is not a coincidence. It's a statistical fact, man.
Well, I got another statistic for you.
Rest of the month.
More crime happens after eating McDonald's that day. You know, it's like if you the full moon happens, you know, once every 29 days, you know, think about it. You know, if you take a statistic you can say, I could make up a statistic right now. I cut my toes more often when I'm watching a scary movie. You know, you can make up statistics all you want.
I'll tell you what, you go up here to any police department and just sit there for 30 days and see if you don't have more drunks and everything else come in on the full moon than any other time of the month. Real simple way to do it.
That might have been true like 20 years ago. Back
years
when
ago,
pagans were more
all
powerful.
The time.
Full
moon,
that's the way it
messes with the waves in the current and the waves in the planet. It messes with the waves in your head or the electrical waves in your head just as much. I mean, people get all messed up and do weird stuff, especially if they're on these chemical drugs that they.
I'm gonna sniff some bath bombs.
You know what, Dave? Just for you, tomorrow I'm actually gonna go down to the police department and my local police department, and I'm going to ask them this. I don't know if they can actually divulge that information, but
more crazy shit happen on the full moon than the rest of the month.
They do it in emergency
rooms.
On emergency rooms, they do. They said that on that ER show I watched. That they say that, yeah, we joke around a lot about that, but seriously, a lot of stuff happens on a full moon.
It's called full moon fever.
Well,
I got beaver fever.
You know, well, they're coming up with all kinds of bullshit. Did you know that Stanford just came out with one of the most prominent medical universities just came out with a study that says men that are that eat grits regularly are more likely to have a homosexual child. I'm not making this up, but there's a chemical in grits called homotonin that gets off balance when people eat a lot of grits, and it actually increases the chances of having a child that will grow up homosexual.
Waffle House. Jesus. You got to grit some grits at Waffle House, and I want to smack some guy's ass. Sorry.
Oh, shit. You know, you can make a... You don't have me convinced on that whole full moon bullshit. I believe it's...
The only way to find out is...
What's the statistic that's causing all the illegals to come to America?
Well, that's called because they get beat too much over yonder.
And funny, I thought it was called Obama gave them a free passism.
Yeah, you get a car and a house if you come over here. I'd come over to, you know, I was thinking about that. Can I, like, go over there, file for papers, and then fucking swim over and then get so far inland that they don't want to deport me so I can get a car and a free house?
You'd just be shot.
Oh, did you see that shit on Facebook? Apparently, Mexicans are now rioting. They're saying we want a car, a house, and jobs. We want jobs with no taxes, or we're gonna kill more patrol officers at the border in Arizona.
Can you
believe that shit? They're literally trying to demand that we give them supposed rights that they think they deserve.
Well, they're giving them free passes anywhere in the U.S. They're bringing them over to the border for free. They're giving them free room and board until they can get to the places that they're going. I mean, what, $3.1 billion, they said, for housing, to house them until they're sent on their way.
Mm-hmm. That's,
so,
you know, it's...
And meanwhile,
we've got
a street full of homeless vets.
Real quick, guys. Sorry. There are 40 published studies from PhD doctors that it's called lunar lunacy.
Yeah.
There is actually... I do want you to go up to the police department for real tomorrow, Ryan, and talk to them. Because this is something that I would like to talk about on, you know, on the next show, if there's... basis to it.
You know, and then just to confirm it, I'm actually going to call a couple other police departments around my area and gather
some
numbers.
You got to explain to them that you're a scientist. Just say you're doing scientific studies, or they'll
just
think
just
fucking
tell them you're a reporter. You're doing a report. You're need the information for a report.
Yeah, you can do that too. For the Bunker Boys,
yeah.
And then if they want to check
technically
it.
Technically, you have a radio show, therefore technically you are a reporter.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was under the First Amendment. First Amendment.
This is funny. Someone just sent this to me. It says the 8 worst-case scenarios during sex and how to deal with them. Number 1, you farted, and how you get out of this. Did you hear that? My body announces its love for you, much like a trumpet heralds the arrival of a king. Pretty cool, huh?
I like farting and putting blankets over her head.
Well, you've been married for too long, dude.
Okay, what's number 2?
Number
it doesn't
2
work,
is
though.
They
We're
found...
both on CPAP masks. So you're going to fart in her machine, dude, while she's sleeping.
Oh, my God, that'd be funny as hell.
It sucks, though. If you fart yourself, like, the machine sucks it right in. You're like, oh, my God.
I don't know, man. I think it works.
You
got to
eat your own fart, dude.
Wake up and like, man, something tastes shitty. Is my breath bad?
Here's the number 2 scenario. They found something gross on your body. Don't worry. Those aren't herpes sores. I had your name tattooed on me in Braille. Number 3, you said someone else's name. No. Not Chad the person. I was thinking of the country. You know the literacy rate there is only 34.5%. So sad. You forgot to shave, trim, or wax. Forgot to tell you, I've been starring in an Amish porn. I think it's going to be a really tasteful examination of their culture. Practicality of a documentary. Another one. You couldn't get the condom on. I may seem inexperienced, but that's only because being with you feels like it's my first time, and it is technically my first time. Damn, that's pretty good. You couldn't finish. I'm sorry, honey. I just can't stop thinking about the literacy rate in Chad. You gave them an STD. Oh, I'm gross because I have herpes? You're the one who slept with someone with herpes. You got pregnant. Can we name it Chad?
I like the hairy legs one. You know, there was an article here a while back. There was an article here a while back that you could get extra credit in feminine studies.
Be awesome when we get him
shaving all the hair on your legs for a semester.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You got anybody else we can call up and fuck with?
I don't know, not right offhand.
All
right. You can probably try calling Jamie, but he's probably busy banging his girlfriend right now.
Let's go ahead and just skip the whole shit about vapor cars or whatever, and just jump right to Angels.
Angels.
Let's go ahead and, yeah. Angelic beings.
Well, okay, what do you want to know about angels?
What do I want to know about it? I thought we were going to talk about it.
I'm messing with you. Go ahead.
Did you know that in the Bible, you know, if the Bible's supposed to be, you know, influenced by God and everything, wouldn't God bring up angels more than 50 times?
The Bible ain't influenced by anything. They say it was
written by man, but came straight from the Word of God.
Malarkey. At least 10% of what is in the Bible is malarkey. Okay, at least 10%. The Bible is a bunch of books that was chosen out of hundreds of thousands of other books. They put together what they thought, you know, looked best so that they could control the people. Now, it's basically a large collection of stories. That's why you see other books that aren't part of the Bible, but are also, you know, run along the same line, like the Book of Enoch and stories of all these other stories. They were all holy books. It was just that some of them got picked to be put in the Bible and some of them didn't.
Well, they didn't put the angel book in there like they were supposed to. I think they should have, because angels are now depicted as perfect beings that do nothing but, you know, protect us, and that is not the truth. They are put here to smite the people that need smitten and to help the people that need help, and then the fallen ones are the ones that would not bow upon our race, because we were given dominion over the earth and over the angels themselves, and that pissed off Satan, so that's why Satan was thrown down to hell or earth, whatever you want to call it, and he was given nothing more than suggestion to cause us to either go towards God or towards him. So we still have dominion over them, but they still are powerful beings under God's hand. So when he says,
well,
go do this, they can still do that.
These angels, they're supposed to be the messengers of God, yet they seem like rogue mercenaries for the most part, because there were a couple of places in the Bible where an angel went to smite a city or smite someone, and God said, no, don't do that, stop.
Well, Babylon.
Yeah, Jerusalem also.
Sodom and Gomorrah, Michael, the angel Michael, destroyed the whole place because God told him to.
Well, that's back when we had vengeful God. Now
we
got slightly
God.
Moderate, cool Jesus God.
No, dude, it hasn't changed. What's changed it is people that are afraid that have rewritten a Bible that should have never been rewritten. When it was transferred from its original state, which was also written by a man that was a prophet of God, which was, you know, watched over by an archangel, when it was written, it should have never been changed at all. It should have been word for word from Hebrew or whatever it was in,
yeah,
to Quran. English, and if it couldn't be transferred, it shouldn't have been touched at all.
Or whatever the Jewish Bible was. I forget. I think it's the Quran. I'm not sure. I'm not Jewish, so I can't.
It's Judea Bible, dude.
Yeah. I'm not Jewish, although I'd really love to learn the language. I really like, you know, I'd really like to, so I could read their Bible. I mean, you got to give them credit. They've been around. It's been around since, you know, before the King James Bible. So, it's gotta
well,
be worth reading.
Well, James Bible is just the Hebrew, fucked up Hebrew version. So it is.
Well, this whole shit that that angels are these like angelic beings, like these beautiful beings and stuff like that. You know, that all came about in modern times, within the last couple hundred years. The actual descriptions of angels back in the day was they were six-winged snakes that fly and winged lions and you know, these terrifying looking creatures.
Yeah, six wings,
like,
four heads. One of them was a lion, another one was a hawk or something. That was supposed to be a description of one of the angels. It was Gabriel or one of them.
On what?
You know, someone. One of
six
guys
wings
brought
with,
up
with
a
lion's
point.
Head on in the front and eagle's heads on the side or something.
You know, one of you guys, I don't know which one of you guys brought up a good point. You said back then God was a vengeful God, and he was supposed to be feared and everything, but now everybody preaches he's a loving and understanding and accepting God and stuff like that, that whatever you do, it's okay. You know, God will forgive you and stuff. Back then, fuck no. If you fucked up, God killed you.
That's right.
You know what? You know what changed? Where's the disconnect? You know what happened to? Because we have all these serial murders and stuff like that. You know, why aren't they being smited? Why do they have to go to Texas and, you know, get the electric chair and the, you know, injections and stuff like that? What happened to God smiting people?
You want my opinion on that?
It's I already not, know
I'd
happened.
Love
Go
to.
Ahead.
My opinion
ahead.
Is it's not the same God.
It's the same God, just he left.
No,
it says
I,
it,
think,
says
I don't
it
think
it's
the same God.
It says it in Scripture, he left basically kind of like Satan kind of broke his heart. So he kind of stepped back, and he's letting us. That's what free will is.
I think that God probably died out a long time ago, and now we got a new God that took over, kind of like in the Supernatural series when Cassiel tries to take over and become the new God. I think that's what
actually the Supernatural series
God probably out there somewhere. Watching all of us just laughing his butt off.
The Supernatural series, actually,
yeah.
They use word for word out of the biblical books, believe it or not. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and I want to play something.
The rightful God is just out there just watching everything happen, and he's just waiting around until it comes time for the apocalypse, and he's just going to get everybody at once.
Yeah, I'm going to die up in here.
Okay, this is only 49 seconds, so listen up, people. Marion sent this to me. She thought it was funny, so I'm going to go ahead and play it.
Ba 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 na na. Ba 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 na 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 na. Ba 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 na na.
Oh!
Despicable
me.
Dude, what was it saying? Bob on my knob?
No, but banana song. It's from the Minions, from Despicable Me.
I'm gonna go ahead and play a song, and we're gonna take about a 5 minute break, and we're gonna go over into the green room and chit chat for a little bit. Sound good? I'll play the we're gonna switch over to the green room. I'm gonna play the sponsor one more time, and then I'll play the song. That'll be about 5 minutes. Sound good?
Going to New Orleans for the weekend, for vacation? Are you wanting to take a ghost hunting tour but tired of the same old walking tours where you don't even get to go into the locations and you're not even sure if the history is accurate? Well, call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. This team of guys are going to take you into a real haunted location where you're going to get to use the state-of-the-art equipment that ghost hunters use. Be the paranormal investigator. You get to work with an experienced, competent team of investigators and have the real, true paranormal experience. Experience the dark side of New Orleans. Call NOLA Ghost Hunting Tours. They have tours Friday through Monday. Tours start at 7 and at 10 p.m. For more information, call 504-708-3567.
Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Yep, 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 yep. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Gotta get that. Boom, that boom, that boom. Yo, I got that hit to beat the block. You can get that bass on below. I got that rock and roll. That future flow. That digital spit. Next level visual shit. I got that boom, how to beat bang.
I like that boom, boom, pow. Them chickens jogging my style. They try to copy my swagger. I'm on that next shit now. I'm sold 3008. You sold 2008. I got that boom, boom, boom. That future boom, boom, boom. Let me get it now.
Boom, boom, boom. Gotta get that 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 boom, boom, boom. That boom, 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 that boom, 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 boom.
I'm on that supersonic boom. Y'all hear that spaceship zoom. When I step inside the room, them girls go ape shit. Y'all stuck on super ape shit. That lo-fi super ape bit. I'm on that HD flat. This beat go boom, boom, bap.
I'm a beast when you turn me on. Into the future, Cybertron. Harder, faster, better, stronger. Sexy ladies, extra longer. Cause we got to beat that bounce. We got to beat that pound. We got to beat that 808. That boom boom in your town.
People in the place, if you wanna get down, put your
Here we go, satellite radio, y'all get hit with the boom, boom.
this is Bigfoot. I just have one question. Why can't you all just leave me alone for my bar mitzvah?
All right, guys, we're back on. The song I played, apparently it wasn't playing. Sorry about that. I thought you guys all wanted to listen to some Black Eyed Peas. I got that boom boom pow, amazing baby good style. You know, that bullshit.
Instead, we gave you some quiet time.
Anyway, like I was saying in the green room, here about a week and a half ago when I was on the show last, you had that pastor in that was talking about demon possession. Okay, so if there is, let's assume that maybe there is demon possession. That means that there had to been angels at one time, because don't they say all the demons are fallen angels?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So according to his theory, he must believe there must be angels.
No. He believes that ghosts are either demons or they're angels. And his whole interpretation of angels is completely wrong. That they're this angelic being that's supposed to come down and, you know, protect you, put their wings of protection around you and keep you from harm and keep you away from all the bad men who want to rape you. You know, shit like that.
Well, he believes that when you die, you either become evil or you become good, and that there is no ghost. But the thing is that
technically he's right and wrong, because if according to his theory, you either become evil or good, then you'd become a demon or an angel.
Yeah, but there's the spirit.
Therefore,
angels and demons
would have to be ghosts.
But
there's
we don't become angels,
and there's the body.
They're just A or D.
No, there's three. It says in the Bible, it's the Trinity. There's the spirit, there's the soul, and then there's the body. The soul is what's in us. The spirit is what's the from God that is blessed upon us. And then we have the vessel, which is the body. So what he's saying is that the spirit turns into an angel and that the soul no longer exists anymore. That's horseshit.
Yeah,
because we know their souls.
It says it right in the Bible that angels were never human.
Right. Yeah, it says it right there that they were angelic beings created by God. They were the first race, and then there was a race created below them, and that God gave dominion over man, and that some angels got jealous and went up against God, and God cast them down to earth, hell, whatever you want to call it.
That's what I was always taught was there was angels were made, and then humans were made, and then the earthly realm was made, and then the angels got pissed because they had to bow down to humans, and then God cast them into the inferno.
Only Satan. Satan was the left hand of God. Left or right hand, I can't remember. It was the left or right hand of God. And when he said, Father,
why do you let these hairless apes?
Well, he said, why do you let these hairless apes, or why do you let these humans take dominion over such a perfect and beautiful thing? And then God said, well, do my bidding, and, you know, that they have dominion over you. And Satan said no, and just from him saying no, just like that, he was cast down out of heaven. And that's why there's jealousy between Satan and man, and that's why his sole purpose is destroy man and then hold their souls, which it says that too, that he takes their souls. So if there aren't any ghosts, then there aren't any souls, then he takes nothing. There's no reason for him to be down here.
But maybe the torment.
Well, there's nothing to torment. That's what that guy says. You're either an angel or a demon. How are you going to torment? What, you're going to torment your own people? The guy makes no sense.
Well, demons to torment people.
Well, he's dead to torment his own people, right? If he takes the soul or the spirit, let's say he takes the spirit from the body. Let's say there is only a spirit and a vessel, and he takes the spirit when the body dies, and he turns it into a demon, or it turns into a demon. And then he's going to torment demons?
If you're pissed
they're
off,
his
you can
legion.
You want.
Well, yeah, but they're
well,
his legion.
It's powerful enough to torment anyone you want. I mean, look at the establishment we have on this planet. They torment everybody. They torment their own kids even.
I believe there's the Holy Spirit, the soul, and the body, because that's what the main Hebrew Bible says. So, and I believe that when you die, you're a spirit, you're a soul, whatever, you're a ghost, and that I believe if you want to go to heaven, I'm sure you can, but then that contradicts the part where it says you have to wait until the Messiah returns and everybody raises from the grave. But that's a Catholic belief too, though. So there's so many different depictions of how, you know, the end occurs. This is what I actually believe. I believe that you can stay here. You can go to the upper realm, to this realm, or the lower realm, depending on what you want.
Well, what if it's not actually a realm?
That's the same as reincarnation.
What if it's not a realm? What if heaven is actually a physical place? Because they talk about God ascending and descending, but it could be
another dimension.
It could be another dimension, or it could just be another planet.
Right.
It could be that only energy form you can live on it.
Well,
as energy
they always talk about these chariots of fire coming down and taking people up. Well, what would, you know, chariot of fire, that sounds like a UFO to me. And think about virgin birth, you know, these women who say they never were,
artificial insemination.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this whole thing.
Same with Sodom
know,
and Gomorrah. You look at the description of Sodom and Gomorrah, and it sounds just like somebody dropped a nuclear bomb on them.
No, that was Michael. Well, he threw his sword and destroyed it.
Basically,
he nuked it. Right.
They were destroyed in an instant, and the angel told him, if you look back, you'll be turned into a pillar of salt.
That was Isaiah that did that, but yeah.
Here's another proof. All right, aliens. Anytime someone describes an alien, it's an ugly being. Everybody says they're these ugly beings. They're weird looking. They're not normal looking. Okay. Mary was supposedly, inseminated by God. Okay, artificial insemination. By an alien, okay? And it also says in the Bible that Jesus was an ugly man. You know, he was not visually appealing. Says, okay, when you get crossbreeding with anything, it usually creates something that's pretty strange looking. So was Jesus half alien himself?
Because I got news for you. I've heard people who've talked to have been in contact with, said they've been in contact with ETs that look like Norwegians. They're tall, blonde,
hey guys,
blue
I'm
eyes.
I'm losing you.
I've heard stories of people who have had contact with ETs or outer space people, you know. And they look like Norwegians. They're tall, blonde, blue eyes. That's where Hitler got his whole blonde, blue eyes thing from.
Well, the angelic presence is blue eyes, blonde hair, and their wings would disappear when after they landed. They could like hide them.
I don't know about that, but I know there is. If you look in, there's like a alien encyclopedia online somewhere. That there, it has descriptions of the different races from different where they're supposed to be from and everything, and yeah, some of them are reptilian-looking weird things, and some of them little gray, and then some of them look just like us.
Are you still there, Ryan?
Sort of. Like, I've got a really bad storm going on, and my connection is not good at all.
That's that moon that's going to land on Uranus.
Yeah.
You didn't even hear me, did you?
No, I can't really hear you guys.
I said the moon is going to land on your anus. Oh, yay, yay, cater tots. Okay.
Well, I can't, Robert, what are you saying?
We're talking about tater tots, dude.
Huh?
Hey, hold up. I got you.
Dude, I have no connection anymore.
Hold on. 9-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1-4-1- Hello?
Oh, this storm is... Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I'm calling you.
Okay, I'm kind of standing with my arm up in the air.
You getting a second call?
No, I can't hear you guys.
I'm calling you.
Huh?
Oh, Jesus. Holy. Anyway. Sounds like we might be cutting this one short because of technical difficulties. I'm not sure. Let me message my boy Yeet C. Can you hear me, Ryan? All right. Looks like we're going to end this show. Hey, Dave, you want me to call you in next week?
It's entirely up to you, dude. I love hanging out with y'all.
That's cool. Everybody, if you learned anything from this experience, is that angels are most likely among us, if not in vessel form and physical form. I'm going to leave the show listening to Rap God because I love that frickin'. Love that song, Eminem Rap God. So, you guys shout out, leave a message. They're on Debunker Boys on Facebook. There's two different ones. There's Debunker Boy like page, and then there's the Debunker Boys regular page. So leave a message on either for Robert, Ryan, or even Dave, if you want, and I'll get it to him.
Don't leave me a message.
Look, I was going to go easy on you, not to hurt your feelings, but
I'm only going to get this one chance. Something's wrong, I can feel it.
It's just a feeling I've got, like something's about to happen, but I don't know what. If that means what I think it means, we're in trouble. Big trouble. Enemy is bananas, as you say. I'm not taking any chances.
You were just what
the I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nod. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap, slap, slap. They said I rap like a robot, so call me rap. But for me to rap like a computer must be in my jeans. I got a laptop in my back pocket. My pinnacle walk when I hat cock it. Got a fat knock from that rat profit. Made a living and a killing off it. Ever since Bill Clinton was still in office. With Monica Lewinsky filling on his nutsack. I'm an MC still as honest. But as rude and as indecent as all hell. Syllables, killaholic.
Kill them all.
This flippity, gibbity, hibbity, hip-hop. You don't really want to get into it. Put some ads with this rapity rap hack. And a Mac in the back of the yak. Backpack, rap, rap, yap, yap, yap. Giddy, yak, nap. The exact same time I attempt these lyrical acrobats. Don't pull them back. And that'll still be able to break a motherfucking table. Over the back of a couple of faggots and crack it in half. Only realized it was ironic, I was under aftermath after the fact. How could I not blow, all I do is drop F-bombs. From a wrath of attack, rappers are having a rough time period. Here's a maxi pad, it's actually disastrously bad. For the whack while the masterfully constructing this masterpiece. I'm beginning to feel like a rap god, rap god. All my people from the front to the back, nah. Now who thinks their arms are long enough to slap,